Welcome to the Stay Hot Podcast, Episode 6. I am your host, Patrick Kelch. Before I get into tonight's 10th region preview, I want to thank everybody who supported, who subscribed, and who continues to listen to the Stay Hot Podcast. You know, when I gave up coaching this past year, I wanted to stay a part of high school basketball because it's been a part of my life for so long and something not only me but my family's passionate about. So I want to thank you guys, those of you who are tuning in for the first time. We are on Spotify as well as Apple, so go ahead and hit that subscribe button and hopefully you come back for the next podcast. Tonight, it's cold, wet, you know, dreary outside, so I've decided to stay in and stay hot. I'm going to give you my 10th region preview, and before I dive into the preview, I want to give you guys a disclaimer. These are my rankings, team and player. They're not anybody else's, so they're my opinion. So there is no right, wrong answer. If you agree, great. If you disagree, I don't care. They're mine. Make your own rankings. I also want to say that in this area, people, we're really passionate about high school basketball here, and we all have our own opinions. I'll be willing to discuss with you any of my players' team rankings as long as we do it in a professional, adult, civilized manner. You can hate on them all you want, but once again, they are mine. If you don't like mine, make your own. Also, as coaches, players, fans, we all know the preseason rankings mean absolutely nothing. No need to get upset, angry, hostile about them. It's one man's opinion. We also know that tomorrow these rankings could change. There's a lot of things that will go on between now and the start of the high school basketball season in the 10th region that will cause these some teams to move up, some teams to move down, some players to move up, some players to move down. If you want to look at these as motivation, go right ahead. By no means, don't look at these as me throwing shade, as me being a hater, because that's not what it's about. My plan is on the Stay Hot Podcast is to cover the 10th region all season long. I'd love to do a game of the week. I'd love to have coaching interviews. Love to have player interviews. Just love to cover stories that kind of symbolize what high school sports all about. There's more to high school sports than just winning and losing. There's stories every year that are remarkable, that are just fun to cover. And that's what my goal is here with the Stay Hot Podcast and covering the 10th region this year. So, what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to give you what I feel are the top 10 teams and the top 10 players and what my reasoning and thinking was behind each selection. So, without further ado, I'm going to start tonight by listing who I feel are the top 10 teams in the 10th region. Number 10, and some of you are going to be thinking that I'm picking with my heart, but I'm going with the Robertson County Black Devils. I got a lot of faith and trust in new head coach Aaron Massey. He's been on the sidelines before. He's coached varsity games, been around the 10th region for a long time, very passionate about the 10th region, been a longtime fan and supporter. So I know Coach Massey stepping in is going to do a great job with Robertson County. Not to mention, they have the back-to-back 10th Region Coaches Association Player of the Year, Justin Becker. Now, Justin has a brand new supporting cast, lost 8 seniors to graduation last year, and all of you know that anytime at a small school, when you lose 8 seniors, your program's probably going to take a hit. Justin has been a great leader. He continues to lead these young guys, but Josh Pulaski's back. Look for Josh to help Justin with the scoring load. Josh can knock it down from the perimeter. Great passer, high basketball IQ. Coach Massey's also going to rely on senior Carson Gay, senior Brady Boyd. But probably the one I'm looking forward to watching the most that a lot of people don't know about is Jacob Burden. Jacob's grown a few inches since last season. He's a junior. He's dunking two-handed. He's a very skilled player. He's just going to need time and experience to kind of catch up to the speed of the varsity game. Robertson County's going to have to beat teams in a different way this year. You know, years past when I was coach, we like to get them down the floor. We like to outscore you. The Black Devils lost 47 points to graduation when they averaged 76.5 points a game. So there's going to be points there that had to be made up. But coming off back-to-back district championship seasons, I think expectations are still high. But I've talked to Coach Massey, and, you know, people's expectations are nil because of what we lost to Robertson County last year. But I look for Robertson County to surprise the people this year simply because I think other teams will overlook them knowing that they lost, you know, a heavy senior class who was so successful at Robertson County. My ninth ranked team in the region to start the season is the Bishop Rosser Mustangs, led by Coach Scott Code. Scott Code is also no stranger to the 10th region. He's been around a long time. He's been with Bishop Rosser for a long time as assistant coach to his brother Mike. He's on the sidelines with Bishop Rosser for the second straight season. He also lost a lot to graduation with Stephen Verst, Carson Shermer, Gabe Smorey, and Mick Kleins. These guys also had a successful run of Bishop Rosser the last several seasons. They lost in the first round of the district to Scott last year, a 13-11 record, but they aren't empty-handed. They still return as what Mustang refers to as the big dog, David Govan. David Govan averaged 12.5 points per game, 7.6 rebounds last year. They still have Mason Seapate, who got a lot of experience last year at the varsity level, shoots the ball really well. And I'm looking forward to seeing Robbie Verst for a full season. Robbie's had some bad luck the last few seasons with injuries. I'm hoping Robbie can stay healthy for Coach Code and the Mustangs. Bishop Rosser's still one of those teams. They play by system. You know what their system is. They lock you down defensively. They're going to execute in the half court. They play a very deliberate style of basketball with high basketball IQs. And it's just, you know, they play such a different style than what most teams do that it's hard to prepare for. And for that reason alone, I look for them to stay within the top 10 all year long and Coach Code's second season at the helm. Number 8 team in my preseason rankings is the Bracken County Polar Bears, coached by Adam Reed. Coach Reed's squad last year finished with an 8-20 record, district runner-up in the 39th district. They lost in a double overtime first-round thriller to Campbell County, and I think their performance in the 10th region really turned some heads. Very undersized team. They lost Nathan Jefferson to graduation, a very key loss because he provided size, toughness, senior leadership. But one thing Bracken County does have is that competitive edge. And I think you'll see that with Coach Reed's squad, they'll take on his personality. And one thing, if you played against Coach Reed in high school, you know he was a competitor. Blake and Caden Reed, one of the best guard duos in the region, if not the best. Blake averaged 22.9 points per game last year. Caden averaged 10.2 points per game. Caden's one of those point guards that you feel very comfortable with when he has the ball in his hands at crunch time. Very high IQ, knows the game, and can just make plays, and he can get his teammates involved. The one concern I have about the Polar Bears is their depth. The varsity team picture this week I saw only had 7 guys dressed in varsity. It doesn't leave much margin for error if there's foul trouble, injuries, or things like that. So I look for Coach Adam Reed to get a rotation down. He's got guys that have varsity minutes under their belt that he can rely on. Jashad Commodore, Devontae Jefferson's much improved from a season ago. Austin Norton got some valuable time. Bracken County is going to be that team that on any given night, whether it's regular season, postseason, that can beat anybody in the region. And I feel like they showed that last year against Campbell County. Number 7 on the Stay Hot Podcast preseason rankings in the 10th region is the Calvary Christian Cougars. Calvary Christian is a team that a lot of people don't know about. You don't hear a lot about Calvary because they're a Class A school in the 37th district against Campbell County, Scott High, and Bishop Rosser. So a lot of times they get overlooked because they're in such a tough district and probably one of the most competitive districts in the 10th region. But they are also coached by one of the most underrated coaches in the 10th, and Coach Orlando Donaldson. Coach O is one of those guys who loves teaching the game, has passion for the game, passion for his players, and you can tell how much his players care for him by how hard they play. They're never an easy out. They play disciplined, hard-nosed basketball, and a lot of times that style of basketball is successful, and it's been successful for Coach O. Coach O returns 2 quality high school basketball players in Ethan Mulling, who has recently signed to Thomas More, and Luke Rui. Luke Rui is a guy who can score from any spot on the floor. shoots the three real well, gets to the basket. They also returned Gavin Yusko, Caleb Howard, and Nicholas Keating. All three of those guys got valuable varsity minutes. Last year, Coach O's team finished 20-10, and we all know that 20 wins at a Class A school is an accomplishment. He lost to Campbell County in the first round of the district, but he returns a solid core this year, and I've got them at number 7 in our rankings. Number 6 on the Stay Hot Podcast 10th region preseason rankings are the Scott High Eagles under the direction of Coach Steve Frohmeyer. Coach Frohmeyer is another legend on the sidelines and the last few years has won a trip to Rupp Arena. Coach 10th region legend Jake Omer, and we all know the magic that he had in the field house that year. He's coming off a 15-10 campaign. He was district runner-up to Campbell County, lost in the first round of the region to a very good Mason County squad. Coach Frohmeyer is going to have to replace the scoring, the rebounding, the defense, the do-everything of Grant Prophet. Grant Prophet was a first-team all-region performer and KEBC player of the year last year. So, averaged 18.2 points per game, 6.7 rebounds. So he's going to have to find somebody that can step up and replace the leadership that Grant Prophet provided. Coach Frohmeyer is going to turn to Cameron Patterson, 13.2 points per game, an explosive athlete that runs the floor really well. Braden Howell, Nolan Hunter, Dasani Lane, and Mitchell Miner, all these guys played varsity minutes last year. They have experience. Those guys are all going to have to step up and collectively kind of do all the things that Grant Prophet did as a senior leader and KBC Player of the Year that Scott High had last year. So if anybody can develop these players to where they can pick up that slack, it'll be Coach Frohmeyer. Now for the top 5, starting with number 5, the Augusta Panthers, led by Coach Jason Henson. The Panthers coming off a 10-11 season where they lost a heartbreaker to Mason County in the first round of the district tournament. Didn't lose any players to graduation. They returned their core in Kaysen Henson, Riley Maston, Connor Snap, Kylan Henson, Chase Archibald, Will Kelch, Evan Brooks, and they have added the new addition of LJ Connor. Kaysen Henson is the leader, 21.2 points per game, a very good rebounder for his size. They also have a double-double machine in Riley Maston. Riley averaged 16.4 points per game and 10 rebounds per contest. But what I think separates Augusta from a lot of other teams is that their experienced role players know their role, they do their jobs well, and they complement their superstars of Kaysen and Riley. Coach Henson's got something special brewing down in Augusta, and that's why I got them at number 5. Talking about special, let's talk about number 4, the Harrison County Thoroughbreds. Coach Brooks has a great mixture of young talent and senior leadership. They're coming off an 11-11 campaign where they were district runner-up. They lost in the regional tournament to the eventual champion, George Rogers Clark. Coach Brooks will have to replace leading scorer J.D. Sword. J.D. averaged 14.3 points per game last season, but he won't have to look very far. He is returning seniors Richard Harris and Clay Carpenter. They are returning for their COVID year. Both of those guys have played 4 years of high school basketball. Richard Harris only got to do 5 games last year due to an ACL injury. Clay Carpenter averaged 10.2 points per game. They also returned Blaine Biddle and J.D. Kendall. Along with those guys who provide veteran leadership, Coach Brooks also has a very talented sophomore class who has 8th graders, I think, won the KBA state tournament. So a lot of talent in this sophomore class. And when you mix that talent with veteran leadership, you got something special brewing in Cynthiana. That sophomore class includes Mr. Do Everything, Caden Custard, 10.8 points per game, 6.2 rebounds per game. He takes charges. He plays defense. He's one of the best rebounding guards in the region. Coach Brooks has a special leader in Caden Custard. Also returns Big Will Furnish, Braylon Hinton, a guy that has a deadly stroke from the perimeter, and 2 other sophomores who got some varsity time last year, Mason Smiley and Garrett Wilson. Expectations should be high in Cynthiana, and if there's one coach who can handle high expectations, it's Coach Terrence Brooks. Number 3 in the Stay Hot preseason 10th region rankings the Mason County Royals, led by Coach Brian Kirk. Mason County's coming off a 19-4 campaign where they only lost two seniors in A.P. Perry and Evan Schumacher. A.P. Perry and Evan provided senior leadership. A.P. had a remarkable season, averaging 11.6 points, 50% from the three-point range. Mason County averaged 75 points per game last year. It's no secret that Coach Kirk likes to press, likes to play fast, and their defense creates a lot of offense because it's the in-your-face pressure defense. They are the 39th reigning district champions, and they lost in the regional semis to eventual champion George Rogers Clark. They return Philip Beerley, Mason Butler, Nate Mitchell, and Terrell Henry. Look for Terrell Henry to be in the mention for 10th Region Player of the Year this year. He's coming off a season where he averaged 21 points per game. And he returns his scoring mate, Nate Mitchell, who averaged 17.7 points per game. This season's no different than any other season. Coach Brian Kirk is going to have his Mason County Royals primed for a postseason run and ready to make a little noise come March. Number two in the Stay Hot 10th Region preseason rankings are the Campbell County Camels. Under the direction of Coach Eric Russell, who I like to refer to as Mr. March because it always seems like his teams are in it come March. Last year lost a heartbreaker in the regional championship to George Rogers Clark, 60-59 on a last second shot. They went 18-9 to finish the season. They do lose some key seniors who had a hand in making that postseason run. Garrett Biting was their leading scorer at 18.1 points per game. Dane Hagee averaged 11.8 points, 6.4 rebounds. Kaysen Jackson and Sam Jones, also very key contributors and valuable assets to the Campbells last season. But at Campbell County, they don't rebuild, they reload. Aiden Hamilton returns, 16.1 points per game. Eric Des Davey, who had a coming out party in the regional tournament, averaged 10.6 points per game, 9.4 rebounds. And Jake Gross is one of those guards who's got a high basketball IQ, shoots the ball really well. Campbell County is going to be primed and ready for another postseason run. Their tough schedule allows them to get better as the season progresses. And one thing you know about Eric Russell, his teams get better. His teams are well prepared, and they're always ready for the postseason. Coach Russell really likes his junior class, and he should with Des Davey, Jake Gross, and Aiden Hamilton. He told me earlier last season that he felt like when those guys were seniors, he'd have a real good shot to make a run to a regional championship. And I say, why not make that run this season? Coach Russell has a squad who's capable of doing that. And the number one ranked team in the Stay Hot preseason rankings is the George Rogers Clark Cardinals under Coach Josh Cook. Coach Cook and the Cardinals finished 20-5 last season. They were district champions, 10th region champions, and lost in the Sweet 16 quarterfinals to Elizabethtown. I mentioned earlier that Campbell County don't rebuild, they just reload. Well, you can say the same about Coach Cook and his Cardinals. Coach Cook is going to have to replace sharpshooter Jared Wellman. Well, exit Jared Wellman and enter Tanner Walton. Tanner Walton is a transfer from LCA who averaged 20.1 points per game. Also transferring into the Cardinals is Sam Parrish, an explosive athlete who averaged 16.9 points per game for Tate's Creek. Add Parrish and Walton to an already dominant group in Jerome Morton, Aiden Sloan, and Trent Edwards, and you not only got a regional title contender, but Coach Cook's got a team poised to make a run at the Sweet 16 championship. Now, before I get into my 10th region preseason player rankings, I want to note that as a fan, we're very blessed because the 10th region is loaded with individual talent. I know when I give out these player rankings, I'm going to forget somebody, somebody's going to disagree, but that's okay. These are my player rankings, and if I forgot somebody, I promise I will see them play throughout the season, and I will add them as the season goes along. But there's just so many to include, you would have to give a top 25 ranking to include everyone that deserves recognition. The one thing that's going to make my rankings unique is, as a former coach in the region, I've seen all these kids play. I've seen them play at the high school level, or I've seen them play on the AAU circuit. So all my rankings are based on what I've seen, what I've watched. They're not based on what Uncle Joe's brothers, cousins, uncles told me. They're not based on potential. They're not based on what may happen. They're based on what I've seen with my own two eyes and what I've coached against. So that's why you all may disagree, because what I've seen may be different than what you've seen. And as I mentioned earlier, I plan on covering the 10th region all season, and I promise I will get to see every player in the 10th at least once. So if you're not on these rankings now, prove to me you deserve to be on there, or prove to me you deserve to be higher, and I'll move you up. So without further ado, number 10, Eric Dez-Davy. As I mentioned earlier, I feel like Dez-Davy had a coming out party at the 10th region tournament. I felt like he turned a lot of heads. I feel like he got put on the radar. 10 points per game, 9.4 rebounds per game, a double-double machine. And I feel like he's going to be a very integral part to Campbell County's success this season. Number 9, point guard Aiden Sloan from GRC. Aiden Sloan averaged 11.8 points per game, 3 rebounds per game. He's a region champion. He was honorable mention all-region team last season. He's just a left-handed point guard who can finish. He can find his teammates. He shot 41% from the three-point line. And he already has some college offers from Delta State, Asbury, and College of the Ozarks. Number 8, Harrison County point guard Caden Custard. I referred to him earlier as Mr. Do Everything, and as an opposing coach, I felt like that's exactly what he was, Mr. Do Everything. If Harrison County needed a bucket, he got it. If they needed a big rebound in traffic, he got it. If they needed him to set up and take a charge, he did it. Caden Custard doesn't get enough credit for how valuable of a piece he is to Harrison County. He's not only their leading returning scorer, but he's also their leading rebounder. He's one of the best rebounding guards in the region. Last year, he was honorable mention all-region team. He's just one of those guys who stuffs the stat sheet every night. Number 7 of the Mason County Royals, Nate Mitchell. I was really impressed when I watched Nate play last year. Before last season, the only time I really got to see him play a lot was on the AAU circuit. His game has grown tremendously since then. He's a left-hander. He's the second leading scorer on Mason County at 17.7 points per game. He was third team all-region. He was also on the all-region all-tournament team. His pull-up jumper is really hard to defend. He's also got a nice little drive to his left hand going to the rim and finishes well around the basket. Number 6 in the player rankings is Augusta guard Kaysen Henson. Kaysen averaged 21.2 points per game last season and only hit 11 threes. You can expect that number to go up this season. I got a chance to see Kaysen play this summer multiple times, and his three-point jump shot was very consistent. And with a consistent three-point shot, Kaysen becomes much harder to defend. He already attacks the basket very well. He can finish around the rim with the floater, attacking all the way to the basket. Very good at setting up his teammates when he draws defenders with his penetration. Kaysen is a very good rebounding guard, averaged 6.5 rebounds per game last season. He was second team all-region. He made the all-AA tournament team. And if the Panthers are going to have something special this year, Kaysen's fingerprints are going to be all over it. Number 5 on the Stay Hot 10th Region preseason player rankings is Aiden Hamilton of Campbell County. Aiden averaged 16.1 points per game. He's the Campbell's leading returning scorer, 5.7 rebounds per game. He was a third-team all-region performer last season, a 10th Region all-tournament team. He's also a member of the Northern Kentucky Athletic Conference D1 All-Stars. And something interesting about Aiden is he's already committed to play baseball next year at the University of Kentucky. So that just shows you what kind of talented athlete Aiden Hamilton really is. I really enjoyed watching Aiden last year in the regional tournament. He's got great size for a guard. He can hit the perimeter jump shot. He can attack. He's very long on the defensive end. He rebounds well. Very deserving of this number 5 ranking is Aiden Hamilton. Number 4 on the Stay Hot preseason player rankings is a player who I've said multiple times is the single hardest player to defend in the 10th region. Normally when you have a player, you can back off of them to keep them in front. you can get up close to maybe pressure the ball, but Bracken County guard Blake Reed can punish you and the defender in a multitude of ways. You back off of him, he can hit a 25-foot three. You get up on him, he goes around you. He draws fouls and gets to the free throw line with the best of them. Just the single hardest player to defend as a coach in my eyes. Blake averaged 22.9 points per game last season, 4.9 rebounds per game. He was third team all-region. He's 10th region all-tournament team, Class A all-tournament team, and he's just a prolific scorer at all three levels. Blake also has that competitive edge that when he's on the floor, you know he's passionate about the game of basketball, and he's going to do everything in his power to help his team win. Number three on the Stay Hot preseason player rankings is Terrell Henry of Mason County. Terrell is the team leader in points per game at 21 points per game. He also averages 7.5 rebounds per game. Just a hard matchup for any defender. A taller defender, he goes around. A smaller defender, he posts. He can score from multiple positions on the floor. He was a first-team all-region selection. He led Mason County to the regional semifinals, district championship. He was on the 10th regional tournament team. He has college interest from Shawnee State, Miami of Ohio at Hamilton, and as well as center. So Terrell's one of those guys who's just a matchup nightmare for the other team because he can post, he can play on the perimeter, he's quick enough to go by his defenders. Speaking of 10th region player of the year contenders, our number two player in the Stay Hot preseason rankings is GRC's Jerome Morton. Jerome averaged 22.6 points per game last year, 6.2 rebounds. He's a back-to-back region champion and provided what probably was one of the most exciting regional final finishes last year. With his team down one, Coach Cook runs kind of an isolation. He catches the ball and he gets downhill with his left hand and he hits a shot at the buzzer for GRC to advance to the Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. He holds offers from Eastern Kentucky University, Georgetown College, as well as Thomas More. The Cats Paws preseason rankings have Jerome listed number one, and I'm not going to argue with that because he's that kind of player and he's that kind of talent. And the Stay Hot Podcast number one player in the 10th region preseason rankings is Robertson County senior Justin Becker. Justin averaged 26.3 points per game last season, 10.6 rebounds per game. He's well on his way of eclipsing 3,000 points and 1,000 rebounds for his career. He's currently the back-to-back 10th Region Coaches Association Player of the Year. He has led Robertson County to two All-A championships and back-to-back district championships. He's been on the 10th Region All-Tournament Team, the All-A All-Tournament Team, and signed with Thomas More prior to the start of his senior basketball season. Those are the top 10 players, the Stay Hot Podcast preseason rankings. But as I mentioned before, if I wanted to include everybody who I feel like deserved to be mentioned, I'd probably have to do a top 25. But I do want to mention some players who I feel like will crack the top 10 once the season starts. I didn't add Sam Parrish and Tanner Walton yet, although I've seen them on the AAU circuit. I've seen how good they can be. I've looked at their numbers with their previous teams. Based on that stuff alone, they could have been mentioned in the top 10. But I want to see how they perform in the 10th region with GRC before I automatically include them in the rankings. So no, I didn't forget about other guys as well. I'd like to mention Caden Reed of Bracken County, a true point guard with a high basketball IQ, a great facilitator, second leading scorer on his team at 10.2 points per game, and one of those point guards that you feel very comfortable with when the ball's in his hands. Also, Riley Maston at Augusta, 16.4 points per game, the second leading scorer on his team, averaged 8.4 rebounds per game, which was leading his team. He shot 58% from the field. The next player to watch is the big dog, David Govan from Bishop Rosser. He averaged 12.5 points per game. He's their leading returning scorer, and he also averaged 7.6 rebounds per game. He's got great footwork around the basket, nice soft touch, and runs the floor well for a big guy. Scott High's Cameron Patterson, another guy I see cracking this list. He's the leading returning scorer at 13.2 points per game. He's the leading rebounder with 8 rebounds per game. He's a good shot blocker, runs the floor well, and he's got multiple college football offers. Next is Pendleton County's Braden Kidwell. Braden is Pendleton County's returning leading scorer at 9.7 points per game. He averaged 3.4 rebounds per game and shot 35% from the three-point line, which I feel is probably his biggest asset, which makes it hard for taller or bigger defenders to guard him because he's able to step out of the floor and knock down a three. Coach Ellsworth's probably going to rely on Braden to score a little bit more this season and try to replace Trayton Thomas's 18.5 points per game from last season. Jake Gross of Campbell County is another player to watch next season. He averaged 6.1 points per game, shot 34% from the three-point line, and really gives Coach Eric Russell a player that can stretch the floor. He also got valuable experience last year in big varsity minutes and big-time games, so Jake Gross is also a player to watch. And our last player to watch on the Stay Hot Podcast 10th Region Player Preseason Rankings is Mason County's Phillip Beerley. Phillip averaged 8.7 points per game, 4.9 rebounds per game. And from what I read on multiple sites, he had a great summer on the AAU circuit. So like I mentioned before, I'm not going to rank you on what I see on the AAU circuit. And with Phillip, I want to see how his big summer and how well he's improved transfers to the hardwood for Mason County this winter. This concludes the Stay Hot Podcast 10th Region Team and Player Rankings. I want to thank everybody who listened. I also want to thank everybody who supports the Stay Hot Podcast and subscribes on either Apple or Spotify. Your support is much appreciated. As I mentioned earlier this evening, I do plan on interviewing each team, players, and coaches. I plan on covering the 10th region throughout the season, and I plan on providing, you know, game of the week, player of the week, and I continue these player and team rankings throughout the season. As the weather gets colder, remember, stay hot.